Oh yeah, Joe Patek and his orchestra starting us off there, as they always do with the At the Mill March here on Czech Classics Then and Now, here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. Thank you so much for stopping by. My name is Dennis Swatek. Glad to be here with you for another hour of great Czech polka and waltz music from Texas and around the world. And I want to start out saying I hope everybody out there had a great 4th of July holiday. I am still recovering. It's actually Sunday the 6th right now. But down here in Texas, pretty much any holiday means one thing, and that's barbecue. And I'm going on my third day of barbecue. So I think tomorrow on Monday it's going to be back to diet time, because, wow, I'm barbecued out. I never thought I'd say that, but started off on the 4th, went over to friend of my wife's, had a little block party over at their house, and had just some fantastic brisket, sausage, some bacon wrapped jalapenos with deer backstrap mixed in there. That was just mind blowing. And then yesterday I picked my mom up from the nursing home, brought her over to our house for a while, and I barbecued some ribs, slow smoked those ribs, and some chicken. And then, of course, today had leftovers, so I'm about barbecued out for a little while. So I think the only way to fix that is to go out with my wife this evening and have Mexican food and margaritas. So that's the cure for barbecue-itis. So anyway, I hope you had a wonderful 4th. I know I did. Let's get into some music. Here's Henry Brosh and his orchestra. One called Parents, Don't Be Angry.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Charles Mikeska and the Sensations out of the Temple area. Kind of a strange kind of band. I think they only made one recording. It's basically made up of, for the most part, high school kids. And, of course, doing the Oklahoma Waltz. Right before that, Kenny Shuda and his accordion doing the Gray Mountains Polka, one of my favorites. The Babe Wagner Band doing the Doghouse Polka. Some of y'all probably know that. And, like I said, we started off with Henry Brush and the Parents Don't Be Angry Waltz. And we are going to slip into a different mode and feature something a little different here. About 10 years ago or so, a very nice gentleman down outside of Austin named Glenn Lacina. I've been corresponding with him for a while. We've been trading music back and forth. He sent me a CD, cassette rather, of some recordings that his father and his uncle had made back in the 60s and 70s. Home recordings, you know, recorded at their house just over time, and wanted to know if I would transfer those to CD for him, remaster them, clean them up. I said, sure, I was glad to. Once I got hold of them, they just blew me away. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that I love. The majority, almost all the first bands that started out in Texas polka bands were family bands. They were often the same family or relatives, uncles, cousins, things like that. And even today, I would say probably, you know, at least probably 50% of the polka bands still playing today have some kind of family connection, whether they're, you know, I would think you'd find at least two or three relatives in the same band, whether it's brother to brother, brother to sister, cousins, uncles, husband and wife. But the majority of the bands still playing today do have that family connection. And so I thought, what I thought I'd feature is a couple of the songs that Glenn gave to me to transfer. And for lack of a better term, I just call this the Lacina Family Band. But it's very low fidelity. But it's just like, this is what, you know, Czechs down here in Texas did. Even if you weren't in a band, if you had an accordion laying around or a guitar or whatever, you would just sit out on the front porch and play, or play for your relatives after Sunday, you know, after church, and just try to learn, you know, all the great songs that you knew, you know, just to entertain your family, if nothing else. So I think this is really, really cool. So I'm going to feature a couple of numbers from what I said, like, called the St. Lacina Family Band. Polka for Two, which was kind of those Vitok Elson arrangements that everybody knew. And then Homecoming Waltz featuring Dulcimer. Remember back a few shows ago, I told you there were probably about, at one time, around 10 or 12 Dulcimers in the state of Texas. And I think at one time I had heard they were down to six that were working, and Glenn's family has one of them. And you're going to hear some really cool dulcimer on that recording. And then we'll go into some other stuff. But like I said, we're going to start this off with the Lacina Family Band, some home recordings, you know, and this is Polka for Two. Thank you. Ryan Winkler Orchestra there doing the old favorite Put Your Little Foot. Right before that, the Vrazos Polka Band doing the Helen Polka on guitar, or Helena, as many people know it. Jose Marino doing a little conjunto music for us there, one called El Mincito. And like I said, we started that off kind of unique. Some low home recordings from the La Cena Family Band. The Polka for Two, and then right after that, Homecoming Waltz. So that is pretty much our first half of the show down here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. I'm going to step aside, let the station run some commercials right after we do this song. It is Central Texas Sounds and the lovely Mary Polka. Oh, yeah, the Czech Harvesters there from up around the Dallas area. doing one called the Tula Check, or the Wanderer Waltz, and they kick off the second half of show number 9, Czech Classics Then and Now, here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. Let's just keep the music rolling along. Here's Little Joe and Ken doing a nice waltz, one we're going to be hopefully recording on our new CD before too long, one called the Cuckoo Waltz.
Thank you. maletko. La, ha, la, je, ma maletko. Kitičko rozmarinovo. La, zahradce. Sedjela pod borovičku. La, ha, la, je, ma maletko. Kitičko rozmarinovo. La, zahradce. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, the great Bill Moraz Orchestra there from, I believe, their last LP. I think that's the last LP they ever recorded, LP number 509, Polka Heritage Made Famous. And the very first track off that one called the Pick and Peck Polka, right before that, Harold Strand and his orchestra doing the Driftwood Waltz, Harold Ilse and his band doing the Under the Pine Tree Polka, and like I said, we started that off with Little Joe and Ken, some Midwestern music there, one called the Cuckoo Waltz. And we're just going to keep rolling along now. I'm still full of barbecue, so my stomach's kind of doing flip-flops on me, so that's good for you. Less talk from me, more music from you. Let's keep it going. Here is the Burney Village Band, little German music, one called Zillertaler Hochzeitmarsch Polka.
We'll be right back. la vicetti numesi dubis trovana. Anna bola vicetti vais la vice, mai od vecera dorana. Viva i nozi temno, feris viete toci temno. Ti dám bubičku za malou chviličku, uslyšíš netrozumou. Já si ještě repete, ať to za to stojí. Jednou kusou dneska se žádný nespokojí. Doma opravdu rád, ten musí líbat tisíckrát. Já si ještě repete, vždyť jsem jenom jednou na světě.
Norman Barnes there, out of Houston, doing the Ellen Polk. I do believe Norman Barnes was the tuba player in the Bill Moraz Orchestra for a while. Right before that, the one and only Jerry Mazanets, doing, of course, the classic Repete, the repeat polka. The High Toppers, So Smooth, doing the Paulina Waltz. And like I said, we started off a little German style, the Burning Village Band with the Zillertaler Hochzeitmarsch. And with that, we are going to wrap up the show. Time is just about gone. I mentioned last show, but be sure to listen next show, which will be in 2 weeks. Going to have a contest. Going to give away some CDs. I'll explain more about that on the next show, but just keep that in the back of your mind. You do have a chance to win a couple of free CDs, so make sure you come back and listen to the show. In the meantime, we're going to get on out of here with the Smiling Scandinavians from up around the Seattle area. One called the Champagne Polka. So until next time, everybody take care, stay safe. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll see you down the road. Bye-bye.